Welcome to the hit radio show, Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, gifted intuitive energy healer. During this show, Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help release that which no longer serves you and to show you another way to live. Is physical pain controlling your life? Do you feel like happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Leave negativity and pain behind. Christy's divine healing gift, her Perspective Reboot process, and her uplifting and unique viewpoints will help set you on that path toward the life you've always dreamed of. Now, here is your host, Christy Borst.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, and I am your host, Christy Borst. I want to thank you for joining me today, either live or in the replay. And I just want to kind of mention a little bit about what this Perspective Reboot show is all about. Whether you were with me last week or not, basically we're going to be trying to expand our conscious awareness of what there is to this reality beyond what our physical senses are used to seeing. And I want to just share with you that I am offering a mini or abbreviated on-air healing session with a caller or more than one caller as time permits each show. And I did have an opportunity to take a caller on the debut show last week. And many times I don't get to hear back from people after these kinds of sessions. I've done a few when I was on the Dr. Pat show, but I did hear from Terry, who was that caller on my first show. And I just would like to share with you, a little bit about what she experienced, from that basically 9-minute session, that was on air. First she thanked me for taking her call. She says, I had planned on being a listener, but when you opened the lines, I suddenly had the urge to call. I had been thinking of my friends and family members who could use a healing touch. In that instant, I took time to put myself first, a bold move for me. Although I did not have a physical ailment, I felt that I needed to deal with an emotional one. I'm over 50 and in the last year met a wonderful man. Our relationship is very healthy and supportive. I can't say that for my past relationships. The only problem I was having was moments when I felt this person deserves somebody better than me. I knew that allowing these thoughts to poison my relationship was unhealthy. When I called you and we talked, I felt butterflies, quote, in my stomach, and it was as though they were going in a circular circle with a vortex in the center. Now, as you may recall, we were talking about chakras, and I did work on her solar plexus. As you worked, I felt energized. Shortly after our call, I resolved to take a leap, talk about our call with my boyfriend and confess my fears. I usually hold these fears in or tell a close girlfriend, but now I had the courage to face the subject head on. That night we talked about my lack of self-esteem, and he assured me that I am perfect for him. The morning after my mini session, I woke up refreshed with all kinds of creative ideas and inspirations. I am amazed that I have had years of negativity released from this one brief exchange with you. Now, if you would like to call in later, you can go into the queue at any point. That number is 800-930-2819. I'm going to be mentioning that again later. But right now, I really want to get into today's program, which is about the multidimensional you. Now, multidimensional thinking, consciousness might be new subjects for many of you. And I'm thrilled to have my guest, Dr. Suzanne Lee, with me today. She has been exploring and writing about multidimensional perspectives for 40 years. As I went back and looked at her website and kind of reviewed her body of work, it's so immense and it's so filled with information. And it was really one of the things that helped me to expand my mind beyond what my five senses were telling me was was real. Sue is a PhD, and she's also a marriage and family therapist, and she offers many things, including multidimensional counseling. So, Sue, please, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
Great. Last week, our discussion was kind of about seeing ourselves as more than physical bodies, recognizing there's like an emotional, mental, and spiritual aspect of ourselves. What are the fourth and fifth dimensions that maybe people are hearing about? Most of the time, our consciousness is in the third dimension, but can you kind of introduce what this concept is?
Well, the fourth dimension is most common to us for when we sleep and when we dream. And each of these dimensions have certain brain waves that are activated to calibrate our perception to that dimension. And so beta waves are the brain waves that calibrate our perceptions to the physical realm. And while our consciousness is primarily in beta waves, we are focused on the physical world and our physical body. Then when we go to sleep or when we're engaged in a very creative project, and I'm sure that many people have had experiences where they're dancing or singing or drawing or even enjoying somebody else doing that at a movie, at a play, and they seem to almost like leave their bodies and have this wonderful freedom and joy. And what's happened then is that their beta waves of their third dimensional perceptions are moving in to those alpha waves of the fourth dimensional perceptions. And therefore, we are able from our alpha waves to not just look at what is happening around us, but to feel it in our emotional body and to ignite our innate creativity, whatever that is for everyone. And then the fifth dimension is a product of our delta waves. And we get to delta waves from having deep meditation, or near-death experiences, or people have had that when they're going in or out of surgery. And with delta waves, that is when we are able to perceive realities that we would call our imagination. We would say, oh, that's just our imagination. But imagination isn't just. Imagination is actually our fifth dimensional thought. And through our imagination, we are able to perceive our fifth dimensional reality. But we have been taught that only the third dimension is real. And so we have been taught that reality is something that is separate. It's something that you can touch. When you touch it, there's a sense of resistance. I look at my desk. I have my individual desk, my individual computer, my individual lamp. And all of those things are very separate. And if I were to go into my alpha wave consciousness, I could look at my desk and I would see this little blaze of light, this little light pulsating around it. And so the light of the desk would match with the light of the computer and the light of the lamp. And so things are more merging. And also time is different. Now, I'm sure you've all had dreams where one minute you're in this part of your dream, and then the next second you're in a completely different place. Maybe you're talking to one person, and then that person mm-hmm. somehow morphs into another person. And this all happens. And also, I remember one time I had a dream. It was very long and very complicated. And throughout the entire dream, this one song was playing. That dream was like a lifetime. When I woke up, the 3-minute song on the radio was about halfway through. And So therefore, time is greatly altered in the fourth dimension. So when we see things, and I'm sure you have been at work or paying your bills or doing something that's very boring, and time, you look at the clock and click, click, click. It's like, oh, will time ever end? But when you're doing something that's wonderful and you're having a great time and you're laughing and you're singing, you look up, it's like, oh, my gosh, I lost track of time. It's an hour later. I thought it was 10 minutes. So that shift in time is one of the markers from the third dimension to the fourth dimension. And then when you go into the fifth dimension, there is no time. Mm-hmm. In the fifth dimension, everything is right now. And that's what those delta waves are. And within that fifth dimension, that's also what happens when we go into that deep, deep sleep where our body shuts down and we aren't dreaming, we're not having any dreams, and our body goes into repair mode in that delta wave consciousness. And our body takes over and does all the things that it needs to do to equalize us, to make us healthy for the next day. And so that slipping out of time and sleep or in very deep meditation is what brings us into the fifth dimension. Now, in order
Dr.
to...
Dr. Sue, that, I'm gonna just interrupt you for a second.
Okay.
And when we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, I would like to talk a little bit more about this, especially how we can kind of shift our perception of what we're putting our conscious attention to. So everyone, you're listening to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, and my guest today is Dr. Suzanne Lee. Thank you for joining us today, and stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, and I am your host, and joining me today is Dr. Suzanne Lee. And I just want to give you Suzanne's website. It's multidimensions.com, and she has a wealth of information there. There's a section called The Journey, which is the section that I was kind of referring to earlier when I said that a lot of her work kind of opened doors for me to see beyond my 3D consciousness. So welcome back, Sue. And let's continue this talk about the different dimensions. And as I mentioned when I introduced you, you were kind of in touch with all of this kind of, I want to say, out there information 40
Definitely
years ago. It's amazing to me. And I know some of the stuff you're doing now is like really, I mean, you're in touch with your 5D consciousness a lot of your waking time. So can you just kind of explain how maybe a traditional PhD therapy education kind of morphed into this greater awareness that you have?
Well, actually, the greater awareness came long before the PhD education, which was traditional and untraditional. It was a specialized course, and it had all the different types of psychotherapy. So it was actually a very fun and exciting. I also have a master's in speech therapy and audiology, which was not fun or exciting, but it did provide me with an income. So that was very much a third dimensional experience. And so... did you want me to talk about my near-death experience, or do you want me to?
Sure.
Okay, so when I was young, like 6 weeks, very young, I probably would have been a quick death, but my mother came in. She was tuned in to her fourth-dimensional consciousness and came in to check on me. Back in those days, the Dr. Spock days, I was born in 46, so... children, they were very regimented. It was their nap time from X to X. You didn't go in if you cried. You didn't want to spoil them. You let them cry, etc. But anyhow, she had an instinct. She went in there, and I was blue. And so she picked me up and shook me, and I wouldn't breathe. And finally, she grabbed me by my feet, upside down, and shook me, and I coughed, and it came out. And years later, I recovered what had happened in that time. And what happened at that time is that a part of me actually did die, and I actually did go to the other side, and I met these three amazing light beings that I argued with and said, no, I'm not going back. I don't like it there. I don't want to go there. And they said, yes, you have to. And I was, no, I'm not going. I'm not going back. But then they showed me this picture of this beautiful hill, and there was this wonderful garden, and children were tending the garden, and the fairies were helping them, and over lighting the whole scene was these beautiful angels. And I said, okay, if I can get to that reality, I'll go back. Well, it took a long time to get to that reality, let me tell you. But I've always loved gardening from the time I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is that I always had a being with me. I always had this feeling. I had a lot of really horrible nightmares when I was a child. And that was actually very good because I really learned to control my mind. And I would do this mind control before I went to sleep, where I would look at a blank slate and say, I will see a rose. And then, after a great deal of practice, I could see a rose. And then I would say, I can see the letter F. Because letters are the most difficult, and I had to practice. But it gave me enough mind control that when I had a really scary dream, I could wake myself up.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I was very careful about what I thought before I went to sleep. I would never watch horror movies because I would dream about them for months.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm similar that way.
Yes, and so, this is very common for highly creative people because their minds just run with it. So, but I met my first spiritual teacher back in the 70s, and she gave me some information to go with my experiences, which was greatly helpful. Because before, it was just, I can't tell anybody this, they'd lock me up, I'd be crazy. So it was mom's word to everyone.
Right. And you even, for many years, you published your work under a pen name.
Yes, because I started my website in 96, I think is when it went up. And, I think I didn't even know there was such a thing as a computer till 94. And I'd had a little test run website for this company, actually it was a university that wanted to see if you could make money on the internet, and they decided, nah, you can't. So that research was wrong. Now it's all changed. That's where all the money is. But either way, I wrote about this vortex, and at that same time, Halbop or whatever that one where the people killed themselves to go to the comet, and so then I have the only answers I got is like, where did you get that? So I said, okay, now as I write this, I'm going to have a pseudonym. Also, I was a practicing psychotherapist, and I didn't want the insurance companies to see what I was writing about.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my story anyhow. In the reality, I was just afraid to come out.
Yeah.
Well, and then when I wasn't afraid to come out, then I started using my real name.
So to kind of give people like a general understanding of the various aspects of the mind, I love the way you explain the beta, alpha, delta. But there's also like our consciousness of, what we see, what we sense, what we feel. But there's an unconscious and there's a superconscious that also kind of guide our perceptions and the way we experience life. And I just, you mentioned the university. I did a kind of quick search today and just see what might be, you know, kind of understood about consciousness these days. And I was really kind of excited but surprised to see that Princeton University has what they call a global consciousness project, where they are recognizing that large-scale shifts in group consciousness have an effect on the physical world. And they're actually studying this. And they actually say on their website, knowing this, we can intentionally work toward a brighter, more conscious future.
Wonderful.
And I really feel that's, you know, that's kind of why we're here, to really improve the quality of our lives, not to be suffering. So how does, like, understanding about different aspects of consciousness, how can that help people find more joy?
Well, it's really about what we define as real. And if we define, say, what we see on the corporate news, if we define that as real, we're going to be pretty terrified and pretty freaked out most of the time, because there's a lot of scary stuff that goes mm-hmm. on all the time. However, if we shift our consciousness and it's real to draw that wonderful picture, it's real to work in the garden, it's real to meditate, it's real to write down our dreams, then we're a lot more in the driver's seat. Because this is our reality, and we're choosing to create that reality with our wonderful imagination.
Right, or even focusing on what is real in your life as opposed to what is being projected as real on the television.
Yes, and that also brings up that important point of living in the now. Because we have tended to, and everyone tends to, myself included, go back into the past and allow things that happened long ago that have been way stored in our unconscious mind to sneak up and influence our perceptions. And also, we have allowed ourselves to go off into the future of what if. But what if? But what if? But what if? Now, that can be very frightening. However, if we are right here in the now is actually pretty good.
It seems like a funny segue, but in the now, we have to take a commercial break.
Perfect.
You're listening to Perspective Reboot with Kristy Borst, and my guest today is Dr. Suzanne Lee. Thanks for joining us, and please come back. Again, I will be taking callers later in the show, and that number is 800-930-2819. Welcome back to Perspective Reboot with Kristy Borst. I'm your host, Kristy Borst, and joining me is Dr. Suzanne Lee. And before the break, we were kind of talking about living in the now, and I really do want to emphasize to people that we always have a choice. We have a choice to kind of go to the place of fear or to kind of shift our perspective and go to a place of love. And earlier in the show, Dr. Sue was mentioning dream time. And if you think about when you kind of shift your perspective from being awake to starting to shift to being aware of your dreams, that is an example of shifting your focus or your perspective on what, you know, your consciousness is focusing on. And it's a place of power. And this is going to be a great time, I think, to ask you, Sue, to read your poem on power, because to me it speaks a lot about why I feel I'm here sharing this information and doing the healing work I'm doing. And I know it's a big part of what you've been doing for so many, many years. So if you could read that poem to us.
Okay, thank you. There is a power coming down into every cell and atom that will lead me to a life which I now can only fathom. This power is all mine, but I often doubt that fact. It's of a me I can't recall, though I know there was a pact. A pact between my higher self and the one I know as me, to keep my faith, hold the light, and be all I can be. There is a feeling deep inside that fills me up with love. It rises from the mother and descends from up above. This feeling courses through me and prepares me for the power that's waiting for expression like the blooming of a flower. Oh, how can I contain it, and what will I create? Will I birth all that I care for, or that which I berate? For judgment that I give are judgments I receive, and that which I do run from, first I must conceive. I must rise above my judgment, question, fear, and pain, to remember all I've learned, so wisdom I can gain. Hello again, I'll say with love, when pain comes in my life. You'll have to leave. You cannot stay. I'm through with pain and strife. For first in my creation is peace of mind and heart. It's from that firm foundation that my new life now will start. A new life filled with wonders I dared not want before. A life that's filled with power resounding from my core. I know that what I must release is a tiny price to pay to clear my life and make a space so the power then can stay.
I love that. How many years ago do you think you wrote that, Sue?
I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I have been living in
It's timeless.
Now.
It's timeless, really.
Yes. It's probably when I wasn't feeling much power. It's probably when I wrote it, you know. Through creating, the best way to resolve our difficult situations is through our creative energies, because the state of consciousness that is fearing, experiencing, having that difficulty is usually the state of consciousness that will not come up with a solution. And so that's why if we take a run, draw a picture, read a book, do some writing, go to a wonderful play. If we do something that fills our consciousness with creativity, then we get those aha. And many scientists, you talk about the apple falling, and then that was a discovery. I forgot the name of, very dyslexic these days.
Isaac Newton.
And mm-hmm. then Einstein, when he got his E equals MC squared, he was in a state of higher consciousness, and he saw a snake biting its own tail in the form of a circle. So many times one creative image will lead to a very long involved solution to an issue that we thought we would just have to deal with forever.
Right.
We don't have to deal with anything.
I kind of see this as almost like an unlearning of the things that we were told as children. For example, you know, we had this connection to these higher consciousness and higher dimensions, but we were told, you know, stop that, you know, don't, you can't have pretend friends, and you can't, you know, so I feel that this kind of awakening or this expansion is a lot of kind of letting go of that, almost like obsolete programming, that this is not the place to go.
There is a lot of letting go of that which is no longer necessary. So it's like when we move from an old house to a new house, we have to clear out everything. And when we clear out everything, we have to look at it. When we look at it, we say, oh, I don't need that, I don't need that, I don't need that, and we let go of it. And so in order for us to change our lives, we have to go inside and see what is no longer necessary. Because, oh, we're too busy, we're too busy. But half the things we're busy with, we don't even need to do anymore. So when we go inside and clear out our psychic closets, then we find that we have a lot more energy, a lot more room, and a lot more creativity.
And I kind of find through the work that I'm doing that many times the avoidance of what the perception of the pain is takes so much more energy than just acknowledging that pain and letting it go.
Absolutely, because the pain is your body saying, help, or it's your psyche saying, help. And if you have a child and you hear your child go, help, mommy, daddy, help, you're going to listen to that child and you're going to see, what's wrong, honey? How can I help you? And so if we listen to our pain, we can say, oh, honey, what's wrong? How can I help you? As soon as you do that, you are no longer the wounded child. You are now the adult who has the ability to assist that part of you that's wounded.
Mm, I like that. Well, Sue, thank you so much for coming today and sharing this kind of might be door-opening work for some people. These concepts might be new. As I mentioned earlier, Sue has a great website, and a lot of this information on consciousness and dimensions is in multidimensions.com/the-journey-begins. So let your journey begin today.
Yes.
Thank you.
See you on the website.
Thank you so much, Sue. And you're also available for multidimensional counseling, and people can kind of read your blogs. And you're a very prolific writer. You're pretty much writing almost every day.
Yes, I am pretty much writing every day.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well,
I love it.
Keep shining your light and helping to expand not only, you know, people's personal consciousness, but also the group and planetary consciousness and beyond.
Yes, beyond. Thank you so much for having me, and have a beautiful day, everyone who hears this. And remember, you are a beautiful, multidimensional being.
Mm, thank you again.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Well, thank you for joining me on Perspective Reboot with Kristy Borst. I wanted to leave some time at the end of the show to take some callers. The number to call in is 800-930-2819. And when we come back, I'll be taking at least one caller. And my website is healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us. Thank you for joining me on Perspective Reboot with Kristy Borst. Welcome back to Perspective Reboot with Kristy Borst. I'm your host, Kristy Borst, and thanks for joining me today. And I hope you enjoyed this segment with Sue, Dr. Suzanne Lee. And I'm going to open up the line. The number again is 800-930-2819. I do have a caller, but before I take the caller, I just want to give a little bit of information. Because we're on radio, there will be some music playing in the background when I'm silent, and I'll be opening and working with the caller and perhaps getting some intuitive messages for her. I do want to say, though, that when you have a private session with me, it's an hour-long session, and we're able to go really much deeper and address the various layers of your body and all of your chakras and all. But I do need to mention, although I don't really have a conscious knowledge or a sense of limitation on this gift, this healing gift, I am required to give a disclaimer, and I am not a physician, I am not a licensed therapist, and that energy healing work is intended to be an augment or in addition to traditional allopathic medicine. So please welcome with me, Gemma. She is 49, and I'm not exactly sure what her call is about. So if we can bring Gemma on the line so I can talk with her.
Hello, Christy. How are you?
Hi, Gemma. I'm doing really well. How about you?
Good, thank you.
Good.
Well, I called because I caught the beginning of your show, and you were talking about giving, offering healing messages, and then I saw Perspective Reboot was what your show was called, mm-hmm. and I kind of felt like that's exactly what I need. I've been open for the last 4 years in yoga and meditation and Reiki, and prior to that, I was born and brought up in a religion, but I never really participated that much. And my life always seemed to, you know, go on to the next exciting chapter and the next, you know, chapter. And listening to the segment that you just had with Dr. Sue, actually, she reminded me of a lot of things that I know and just need to remind myself. I guess like everyone needs to remind themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, there's no magic bullet. You just have to keep things in a good perspective. And when you feel a little frustrated, like I did when I happened to, you know, see you on the web, I thought, yeah, I'm feeling frustrated and I've got to capture that.
Okay. Well, we have probably about 8 minutes. So I did get your phone number. If I don't have time to fully take you, you know, through a few minutes with this, I'm going to call you after the show.
Okay.
But let's kind of just get into this. Is there something specific that you're frustrated about, Gemma?
Yes. What specifically I'm frustrated about is that I think I'm at a crossroads where maybe it's the age. I'm not sure because it's the first time I've been 49. Mm-hmm. But I am in a situation where, you know, physically I don't have problems. So it wasn't that I need a physical healing.
Yes.
But I'm just stuck. I don't know about what my next chapters are going to bring. I try and, as I mentioned, meditate and do yoga and try and live in the now and wait for something, the next chapter to start. And it just doesn't seem to happen.
Okay. So I'm going to kind of, I think, focus on, I'm going to just connect in through the top of your head first. And as I do energy work with you, Gemma, you may sense a tingling or a heat, or even like some people feel it as a vibration. And if you feel it in another part of your body, then what I'm working on, if you can let me know that, I kind of like, almost like, I hate to say chase the sensation, but it's just helpful to the process that I use. So I'm just going to be quiet sure. for a minute and connect in with you. And I'm just going to do some work on your third eye, which would be kind of your center of intuition and where you would tend to get this kind of guidance that you're seeking?
Sure.
Are you sensing anything in your third eye or anywhere else?
Mm-hmm.
Which, is it your third eye or elsewhere?
Yes, strong in my third eye.
Okay.
But through, you know, the rest of my chakra areas.
Okay. I'm just going to do some expansion, both front of your body and back of your body, and just ask that anything that might be keeping you stuck from seeing your next step be cleared. So if you just kind of also join me in holding that intention. Now, this energy work that I do, Gemma, is it's not limited to this moment in time. This is going to continue to work for you for the next day and days to come. Please drink lots of water. I'm getting a sense you should have some sort of journal and write down any kind of ideas that come to mind in the next couple days.
Okay, I don't journal now. Okay.
This would be more of a positive journal. There's going to be maybe even some affirmations that are going to come to you. How are you feeling now?
Good. Clearer.
Okay.
A little energized. Not frustrated.
Okay. So again, remember to drink water. You may find that your system kind of clears itself of... your digestive system might become a little bit more active. Just let everything flow and clear from you.
Okay.
And please do contact me. I'm gonna. I do have your number and you have mine. I'll say it out loud again right now. It's 400-466-4901. I do feel that you've had a little bit of a shift, but again, allow the time to expand and this to continue.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
No. Between you and listening with Dr. Sue, I feel great. Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, I'm going to say goodbye for now, but please contact me. Let me know how you're doing. And thank you for listening.
I
hope you'll come back again.
I will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Gemma. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, you've been listening to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, and I hope you've enjoyed the show. This coming week on Tuesday, April 29th, the show will be at 12 noon Eastern and 9 a.m. Pacific. The topic of that show is going to be one of my favorite phrases. You cannot change the world, but when you change the way you see the world changes. You know, black and white becomes shades of gray when seen from a distance. So let's kind of blur the lines a little bit and find ways to not only live but thrive. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I hope you'll be back again. And if you'd like to do private session work with me, visit me at healingresonance.us. Thank you. Have a wonderful day and a great week ahead.
You've been listening to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, wisdom, healing, and empowerment. Christy's divine healing gift can help you release physical and emotional pain, which no longer serves you. Consider an intuitive energy healing session with Christy. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us or call 401-466-4901. Again, that's 401-466-4901. See you next week for Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst.